USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott.
My team is closely monitoring Hurricane Hillary, which has the potential to bring significant rain and flooding to Southern California.
President Biden is warning residents to brace for the hurricane as the historic cyclone is prompting the first ever tropical storm watch for Southern California.
This will bring significant and potentially dangerous and rare impacts to portions of Southern California and the Southwest U.S. this weekend into early next week.
Meteorologist Courtney Carpenter with the National Weather Service says Hillary will likely arrive tomorrow as a tropical storm. Showers are possible in the Bay Area and Central Valley, while thunderstorms are forecast for the Sierra. Forecasters say Hillary is likely to cause torrential rains in the mountains and southern deserts of California, Nevada, and Arizona. Over 1,300 people remain missing on the island of Maui as searchers look for additional victims more than a week after the Lahaina wildfire. The death toll is now at least 114. Officials say the full extent of the devastation might not be known for a while. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is launching an investigation into the cause of the fire. They'll work alongside local fire officials investigating the source of the fire. And the Pentagon is deploying 700 personnel along with 140 Coast Guard responders to fight the wildfires in Maui. There's a high-level strategy meeting this weekend between President Biden and two U.S. allies.
This is not about a day, a week, or a month. This is about decades and decades of relationships that we're building.
Biden at Camp David this Saturday, continuing to host the summit with the leaders of Japan and South Korea as the threat from China rises.
I want to thank you for your leadership, and I say it again, for your courage that brought us together. I look forward to working with both of you ahead.
Meanwhile, the President dodging questions Friday from reporters about investigations into his son, Hunter.
Laura Winters reporting. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
A car plowed into a restaurant in Fort Lauderdale, Florida last night, injuring 20 people. Authorities say a woman driving a vehicle blasted through the window. A dozen people, including two pregnant women, were rushed to the hospital. Former President Donald Trump suggests he won't participate in the first Republican primary debate next week. While Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's ready for the Republican primary, regardless of whether Trump shows up or not. The U.S. Border Patrol says migrant encounters are down from this time last year.
In new statistics released on Friday, federal officials said encounters in July decreased by 27% compared to July 2022. The Border Patrol noted that total encounters went up from June, but the number of single adults found by agents is around the same level. Officials say that means the use of expedited removal after the end of Title 42 is working. I'm Brian Shook.
Elon Musk says X users will no longer be able to block accounts except for in private messages. In a post yesterday, he announced the key safety feature would be eliminated. Musk has made big changes since acquiring Twitter last year for $44 billion, laying off employees, reinstating banned accounts, and most recently rebranding it as X. He did not give a reason for getting rid of the block feature or say when it would take effect, but noted the mute function will continue to be available. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job. Whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless vase. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.